We have two very distinct sections to this march, a Section A and a Section B. Section A will take up measures 1 through 9, and our Section B will be measures 10 through measures 22. So let's start with the first four measures of Section A. Here is what they sound like. And let's start with just measures 1 and 2 by themselves. Here they are. Right hand, we will start on the D, 2 above middle C, with finger 5. It will hit by itself, and then we'll play the G below that with our first. And with it, we'll play the left hand's G, 2 below middle C, with its first. Then we'll play those two notes again, but what will happen is we will change the fingers for each of the next two Gs. Both hands will go to finger 3 for the G, and then they'll go to 2 for the next G. Now what we're learning here is how to alternate our fingers on one key when we are repeating notes. So what we did in the right hand was fifth finger play the D, then we play that G with the first, third, then second. And the left hand came in on the Gs with its first, third, second, also playing those Gs. Then we get one more G, both hands go back to finger 1. Then after this, the right hand will have this by itself. Right hand, this is the A above middle C with finger 1, and then the F sharp above that with finger 4. These sit together. Then we'll play B and G. So first finger move up to the B above middle C. With it, play the G above that with finger 5. And then we'll come back to the C and E in between those two tones. So C above middle C with finger 3 and the E above it with finger 5. Now notice that all of this has been staccato up to this point. And staccato means that the notes are short and detached. And that's measure 1. When we get to measure 2, we'll start off with this. Now right hand, that's the B and D that are right under fingers 2 and 4. We'll hit those, then we're back to playing our Gs again. And this is the G above middle C with finger 1. With it, left hand, we'll play the G 2 below middle C again with its finger 1. Then we'll play those Gs again with finger 3, both hands. The Gs again with fingers 2, both hands. And then one more time, both hands with finger 1. Then right hand will give us this. Right hand, this is the B above middle C and the D above it, fingers 2 and 4. Then we'll play the C and E right above that with fingers 3 and 5. And then back to the A and C again, but this time with fingers 2 and 4. So that means finger 2 will be on the A above middle C, and then the C above that will be played with finger 4. And that's measures 1 and 2 of Section A. So let's see what happens next.